This is Radio Superior 1933, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1933. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1933. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
Well, hello, hello again, friends. This is station KUWS broadcasting from studios in Superior, Wisconsin. The voice from the head of the lakes. It's Wednesday, December the 6th, 1933. We've got Lou Martin standing by with the Wisconsin Telephone 5 o'clock news. And we'll hear about a full-color cartoon that's changing animation from a guy named Walt Disney. First, now, let's turn our attention to the Wisconsin Telephone Company 5 o'clock news with Lou Martin. Wisconsin Telephone. Get a telephone installed today because it might mean everything to the safety of your family. Good afternoon, Lou.
Prohibition may have ended yesterday, but the Superior City Council has failed to repeal the old dry ordinance. So technically, it is still against the law to sell hard liquor in Superior. Not that that stopped our local taverns. Newsman Mike Simonson will be with us on those details in just a couple of minutes. Councilman Philip Gannon did propose an ordinance repealing the city's dry status. Councilman John Green immediately opposed the ordinance for not having enough regulations. Green says we can't have drinking and dancing until 3 a.m., and simply repealing the dry ordinance would leave Superior wide open with all of the problems it had before Prohibition began in 1920. Many clergymen were in the audience of 150 people. State Assemblyman Maurice Weinberg urged the council to act now. Legalize liquor by the drink in taverns, pointing out that Minnesota and Duluth voted to remain dry, and Superior could take advantage of the extra business. Both Mayor Fred Baxter and Councilman W.R. Hollum both objected to Mr. Gannon's resolution. Because of that, the city attorney James Conroy told councilmen that they couldn't take any action until two readings of the new resolution were made. That means the city will stay dry, except for 3.2 beer, until Thursday at the very earliest. Reports around the nation show that last night's celebration was rather tame, that the 20 states that passed laws permitting the sale of liquor seemed to lack the fervor of nearly 14 years of prohibition. Part of the problem is that supplies remain low as distillers gear up for the demand. Superior constables agree. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson is with us. It was rather quiet last night, Mike.
Well, if you're looking for a lot of hooting and hollering, it wasn't to be found in Superior. One cop told me that things were deader than a doorknob, Lou. One man was charged with being drunk, another for drunken driving and transporting liquor. 70-year-old Dennis Provost, a local farmer, was arrested after patrolman Fred Jackson and Charles Flagstead found 10 gallons of moonshine whiskey in his car. Even though the nation officially repealed the Volstead Act, Superior could not legally sell hard liquor, and Police Chief Arthur Buchanan warned barkeeps that Superior's finest will enforce city law. Now, a number of places made no attempt to hide the fact that they're selling liquor. One establishment, which will remain nameless for now, actually had a sign posted on its outside window with drink prices. Just for everyone's information, a shot of gin is selling for 15 cents, 17-year-old bourbon, 25 cents, cocktails and fizzes were 25 and 30 cents each, although some places charge as much as 35 cents a cocktail, Lou.
That's pretty detailed work there, Mike. I suppose that you were up much of the night doing this research.
Probably the most dangerous assignment I've ever had.
Well, you've looked better. Do you need another 15 cents?
No, thanks, Lou. I'll be shuffling off now.
With the leash on alcohol content removed by the 21st Amendment, Milwaukee breweries are rushing to put out a higher power beer. They put that on the market. The Adam Gettleman and the Cream City breweries will continue to make 3.2 beer, but Schlitz, Pabst, Miller, Blatz, and Foxhead Waukesha breweries will increase their alcohol content to about 5%. Northern Brewery in Superior may be sold. An out-of-town interest has made an offer, and the Northern Brewery Board of Directors is considering that offer. Wisconsin Telephone 5 o'clock news time is 5:06. Time for a word from our sponsor, and Jack McKenna.
Indeed, Lou, thank you. It's hard to imagine that some people don't have a telephone in this high-tech day and age we have here. But it's true. Now, your telephone may mean everything. And by that, I mean one of the most vital services in the American way of living is that provided by the telephone. More than just a convenience and a comfort, the telephone is practically a necessity, providing a service that no one can afford to be without. When you have a telephone, your name and number are listed in the telephone directory where your friends can always find you. The telephone means a lot to us in our everyday lives, and should an emergency arrive, why? Every second counts, and help is needed at once. The telephone may mean everything. You understand what I mean? Don't wait, folks. See the Wisconsin Telephone Company now at 1417 John Avenue. Telephone. You can't live without it. Interesting how that old-timer was arrested last night for hauling moonshine in his car.
Old habits die hard, especially since a lot of those country folks made their own whiskey long before Prohibition. A fight over a bottle of moonshine in Iron County means a youth will spend the next 14 to 25 years in prison. 20-year-old Toivo Kataja of Kimball pleaded guilty to second-degree murder before Judge G.N. Risford yesterday for shooting Walter Juz October the 14th. The pair were quarreling over a bottle of moonshine on the John Hokanen farm when Mr. Kataja shot and killed Mr. Juz. The shipyards in Superior were roaring with activity during the Great War, but have all but closed now since the Depression hit. But Assemblyman Maurice Weinberg is trying to drum up federal contracts for new jobs. Representative Weinberg displayed a telegram confirming an alliance with Sheboygan publisher Charles Broughton to build Lakecraft in Superior. The 1933 shipping season was a major turnaround for iron ore. After peaking in 1929 by transporting more than 65 million tons of iron ore, the amount crashed to just 2.5 million tons in 1931, 3.5 million in 1932. This year, that figure jumped to almost 22 million tons of iron ore. The Port of Ashland shipped almost 2.5 million tons, while Superior Docks hauled more than 6 million tons of iron ore. Duluth had a little less than that, while two harbors shipped 3.3 million tons. Superior and Douglas County are going to be getting checks from the state to cover losses from money in local banks which failed earlier this year. The city treasurer, William McKeag, is expecting $62,000 as a partial payment for money frozen in the American Exchange Bank in Superior. Yesterday, the city received money from the failed United States National Bank. Douglas County Treasurer William Smith said that they received a check for $20,000 yesterday. That also makes up for the money lost with the U.S. National Bank. Mr. Smith says they'll use most of the money to redeem Douglas County scrip. The Employment Office has put another 100 men to work today, bringing the total of Civil Works Administration workers in Douglas County to 1,660 workers. The men are working to clean and clear a large area between Tower Avenue and St. Joseph Orphanage. They'll be paid $72 a month to work on President Roosevelt's New Deal program. And Jack, the President will speak to the nation tonight in a fireside chat from Washington. Mr. Roosevelt is expected to talk about monetary matters. We'll carry that speech at 9:30.
3 years ago, I would have yawned at that topic. But now I'll be up to listen. With all these men coming off relief and the breweries open and taxes cut, I gotta say, Lou, things are looking up.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny how things work. We have beer and hard liquor in the news. We'll also tell you about the Salvation Army annual fund drive today. Both things to help people during hard times.
We'll try to keep the two separate, Lou. And thank you, Lou Martin, with the 5 o'clock news. The forecast for this Wednesday, December the 6th, 1933, from the U.S. Weather Bureau in downtown Duluth. Some snow tonight and tomorrow. Be nice to know how much. And then hang on to your mittens. A cold wave is coming. Temperatures could dip below zero tomorrow with a strong northwesterly wind. Now, that could mean more snow for Lake Superior's snow belt. Folks in Corney and Port Wing, get out those skis and sleds. Looks like fun. Some of the best hills are around Red Cliff and Washburn. It's a good night to bundle up and gather around the old Philco Wireless, too, friends. Let's start you out with this fun number. Here's Vincent Lopez, his orchestra, Cheerful Little Earful, with a vocal by Smith Ballou.
There's a cheerful little earful. Gosh, I'm missing something fearful. And this cheerful little earful is the well-known I love you. Stocks can go down, business slow down, but the milk and honey flow down with the cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you. In every play, it's a set phrase, what the public gets raised, but as a pet phrase, it'll do, do, do. Boo-boo-roo it, soft and hue it, make me happy, you can do it with the cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you.
Listening pleasure, that was Vincent Lopez Orchestra on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS. Hey, Lou, what's up?
Have you seen The Three Pigs? Hey, I'm talking about the theater, of course.
Oh, had me worried there for a second. The thought of three pigs on the lam around here would be a problem. They'd probably put Prohibition back into effect.
The 8-minute cartoon is the next big change in movies. A guy in Hollywood by the name of Walt Disney has made cartoons a main attraction for the first time.
I like the part where the wolf huffed and puffed down a couple of houses. That was dramatic. With any luck at all, they belong to George Newton.
But this could be as big as the talkies were 4 years ago in 1929. Cartoons aren't just to fill time anymore. People like The Three Pigs so much that it had more requests for return engagements than Mae West's She Done 'Em Wrong.
Hard to believe. First of all, you're asking for trouble if you compare Mae West with three oinkers.
Well, this cartoon is now a household word, Jack. Animation is becoming serious business. There's talk about a whole movie could be animated.
Balderdash. Cartoons will never replace Greta Garbo or Mary Pickford.
Well, maybe not. That 8-minute feature needed 12,992 separate drawings.
That'll give that Walter Disney some writing cramps to think about. You know, it wasn't fair for that pig to build a fire so the wolf couldn't even get in. I think that Disney chap is a bit on the mean side. So, Lou, is that why you came in here to talk about the three hogs? Is this really worrying you? Say, where's Harriet? This is her time.
Well, I wish I knew. I haven't seen her since we all split up and went home early this morning.
Oh, no, that was fun. Celebrating the end of Prohibition. Thought I'd never. Something to tell the grandkids someday.
The concern, Jack, is for Harriet. We shouldn't have let her walk home from Tony's. I haven't seen her all day.
Hey, if anyone can take care of herself, it's Harriet. But if it'll make you feel better, call the police. Have them check the jail for her.
Well, this isn't funny. Harriet's young and vulnerable, and she was only 10 years old when Prohibition kicked in. She doesn't know what kind of ruffian comes out of a tavern after drinking hard liquor.
Oh, you're just self-conscious. I'll help you find her, Lou. Let's get on with some fine musical selections first, and then we'll find Harriet. There's the Ted Weems Orchestra, a vocal by a newcomer named Perry Como. I don't know if he's going to make it or not. You can't pull the wool over my eyes, he sings. On station KUWS. She's probably watching the Three Hogs. Oh, Harriet, please call. All is forgiven.
That isn't funny.
Got eyes and I can't see. You've been stepping out on me. What a surprise. I'm wise. You can't alibi. Try as you may. That look in your eyes gives you away. Oh, you got yourself in a jam. You're gonna lose your honey lamb. Cause you can't pull the wool over my eyes.
Indeed, folks, indeed. I wonder if that guy Perry Como's going to make it. Hard to tell yet. He's pretty new. And those are the enjoyable tones of the Ted Weems Orchestra with Perry. On your voice from the head of the lake, station KUWS. Now, if you've seen Harriet Fierig, let us know here at the radio station, and Lewis will come riding to her rescue if he can find a white horse. Until then, let's see what's for sale at Emberger Hardware. Well, you know what Emberger Hardware's slogan is. If we don't have it, you don't need it. Sleds, you know, kids' sleds that to go down the hill with. 87 cents. Winter garden shoe skates, a pair, $2.95. Coffee grinder, well, it normally sells for $1.50, but now you can have it for 59 cents. And have you ever seen a home that didn't have a good coffee grinder in it? I should say not. Double-bitted axe handles, each a dime, 10 cents for each axe handle. And all leather horse collars, 17 to 22 inches, special, $2.89. And if you don't have a horse, you can still buy one. Some people put a mirror inside of the loop, you know, of the horse collar, and hang it up near the front door. Well, that's Emberger Hardware. It's a tour just to go through that place and see what they have. And if you couldn't get out without buying something, well, hardware specials at Emberger Hardware, 522 to 526 Tower Avenue in Superior. The plot, good listeners, is that Lou, who suspects Harriet was out all night because of the end of Prohibition, is still trying to locate her. Now, she's 5'8" tall. She's a gawky one and wears a hat. Well, more than that. And Lou suspects she's hanging out in, you ready for this, bars.
Well, that description, that'll help a lot. And I do not.
You do not what? Well, never mind. Let's hear another selection while we continue our search for Harriet Farrig, Big Hat. This is Hal Kemp and Skinny Ennis shuffling off to Buffalo on station KUWS, broadcasting from the head of the lakes.
Visualize such happy hours close by your side. Honeymoon in store is one that you'll adore. I'm gonna take you for a ride. I'll go home and pack my clothes. You go get your these and those, and away we'll go. Off we're gonna shuffle off to Buffalo. To Niagara and a sleeper, there's no honeymoon that's cheaper, and the train goes slow. Off we're gonna shuffle off to Buffalo. Someday the stork may pay a visit and leave a little souvenir. Just a little cute, what is it? But we'll discuss that later, dear. For a little silver quarter, we could have the Pullman porter turn the lights down low. Off we're gonna shuffle off to Buffalo.
Very nice, bouncy little one by Skinny Ennis. And if you have never heard his Got a Date with an Angel, then you're missing something, folks. But we'll be playing that probably someday, too. For your listening enjoyment, though, that was Shuffle Off to Buffalo on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS. Well, everybody needs furniture. You got to be able to sit down somewhere. So the Grand Rapids Furniture Store in Superior has the right thing for you to sit down, lie down, or just show off. For example, how about dressers? That's what I said. Dressers. French plate mirror, walnut finish, a real buy at $13.75. Stair carpet, 27-inch all-wool face axe minster. Choice of patterns, per yard, just $1.29. Webster Junior Dining Suite. Whoa, the whole suite for dining. Solid oak, celebrated Webster honest construction. Remember now, Webster is a Superior firm, so you know it's good. Four solid oak chairs to match in this grouping. Extension table with tuck-away leaves. Buffet has long drawer, two short drawers, and two doors. $99. That's the Webster Junior Dining Suite. Three-piece bedroom suites for $44.75. That's it, folks. I can't tell you any more now. You got to go and find out for yourself. And chances are you're going to buy something from the Grand Rapids in Superior. Any luck, Lou?
Yes, we've located Harriet. She apparently has been very busy today. She'll be here in a couple of minutes. She has something important to tell everyone.
Uh-oh. Maybe she'll be flying off with Amelia Earhart. Let's get back to our wax recordings, friends, while we wait for the lady. This is Ruth Edding now with sound advice. Button up your overcoat on station KUWS. Dum bum. Yeah, that was Ruth Edding on the vocal.
Let me welcome our community editor, Harriet Faraway, good listeners.
Lou was worried, Harriet. I don't think he's happy that you stayed out all hours last night and this morning.
Louis, I can take care of myself. I wasn't out all hours. I should be angry at you, making such a fuss.
It's about time you two had a tiff.
But of course, I couldn't be mad at you, Louis. You're so thoughtful.
Well, you get mad at me quick enough.
Jack.
See? Jack. You never say Louis.
Louis, you forgot I was going to be at the Salvation Army headquarters all day today. It's such an important time of year, the holidays and all. They have a goal of $5,000 for the poor. And we have so much want in these depression days.
Of course. I forgot.
You also forgot to be at today's kickoff. Mrs. Gillette gave an inspiring speech, speaking for women everywhere. School Superintendent Davies was there, so was Clough Gates. Mr. Cohen, Joe T. Porton, Harris Erlinson, Fred Mickles, and Reverend Senti were elected team captains, and they're going about the business of helping the needy through this cold winter.
People really do rally around the Salvation Army's winter fund drive.
Already grocers Lindberg and Thompson, and attorneys Cadigan and Cadigan, 100% contributions.
And to think, Lou, you thought Harriet was out whooping it up like some it girl. I never thought that, Harriet.
Well, I never really thought that.
You've got to learn to worry less, Lewis. Maybe you could take a pointer from Jack. I don't think he worries about anything except sardines and herring.
Thank you, Harriet, I think. Make sure your company is 100% with this Salvation Army fund drive, folks. It's more important than ever to share. Now, say goodnight, Harriet and Lou.
Good night, Harriet and Lou.
Oh, boy. This is Jack McKenna signing off now, and good night.
This is Radio Superior 1933, a weekly production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson with research by Sarah Dorman. Harriet Farig is played by Jennifer Simonson. All events reported on Radio Superior 1933 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. This is your announcer, Tony Jasmine, speaking. Good night.